the jail. I flipped the judge just to pay her bill. Mary Lou, she took my wallet and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove far. Well, she came back to town about a week ago. She told me she was sorry, she had hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. The way she took that man, she gave me a chill. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Mary Lou,
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 Mary Lou.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
I caught a train, I met a dame. She was a hipster and a real gone dame. She was pretty from New York City, and we trucked on down that old fair lane with a heave and a hoe. Well, I just couldn't. And I hope, well, I just couldn't let it go. Well, the train kept a rolling up on that hill. The train kept a rolling up on that hill. The train kept a moving up on that hill. The train kept a rolling up on that hill with a heave.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:04 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That's the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Johnny Burnett Trio with Train Kept a Rollin', 1956 on the Coral label. And somebody had asked if was that the original. I kind of fired back, yes, but no. Tiny Bradshaw wrote the song and did it like a year earlier, a year or two earlier. Well, that Young Jesse with the Maxwell Davis Orchestra and Mary Lou. Track released in 1955 on Modern Records. Before that, Etta James channeling Otis Redding and Security, 1968 on the Cadet label. And we kicked off the set with the Saints, not the Saints you all know and love, but the ones from the mother country, Greece. And Let Me Know, released there on Philips in 1966. I got off the compilation. 6 Miles from the Cage, Volume 1, came out on Royal Records. I believe around Y2K. I don't know why I didn't put the date in there, the release date on the compilation. So I'm actually cruising right along. So, yeah, that means everything's going to go south in the second hour. Speaking of which, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and a whole lot more. And if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internet, all you got to do is make me an ID. Just mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. And your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a wave or an MP3 out of an email at the Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are. And go and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Become a follower and ask to join the group. Come on, don't be bashful. I have problems with crowds, too. But I'm over it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO and Medford.
Yes. from Pentipet, or all the lights from the back room. From Pentipet, in his room, in his room. From Pentipet, from Pentipet, from Pentipet, from Pentipet.
Please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away, talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, closed down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy,
always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything, flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I I've something to do that cannot wait. He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Chapel, well, Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry. Tell Laura I love her.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
We'll be right back. invited to join the Banshees, the werewolves, the vampires, the gooks, who are all coming to our Halloween convention of spooks. You'll enjoy this lively group if your blood doesn't end up in the soup. Practice your screams. Break out your shrouds. Tighten your nerves. And join the crowds at our convention of spooks.
Good evening. My name is Bella Boris. Welcome to my house of horrors.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Pandas, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:26 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable. It helps send more people to a trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay. That was a mouthful. Try doing it with a mask on. Whew. Anyway, once again, backing me up, Mundo Lowe from the Satan in High Heels soundtrack. I'm really digging on this. Re-released in 2004 on Fresh Albums Records in Spain. Track called Montage. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard The Interns and The Trip. For those of you who listen to a lot of Boston radio, yes, Pip over on Psychotic Reactions at ZBC uses this a lot as a talkback bed. Originally released on the Eastwood label in 1967, I got off the compilation You're Playing With Fire. It came out in 2003 on Lance in Germany. Well, I have Merv Griffin with House of Horrors, a track originally released on Mercury in 1962. I got off this homemade compilation called Halloween Instrumentals. Well, I won't say where I got it from. Well, I had Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass with love, their version of Love Potion number 9 from Whipped Cream and Other Delights, 1965 on A&M. For that, this week's tearjerker is only Princess Doss from the 8-Bit Kingdom could possibly introduce it. Ray Peterson and Tell Laura I Love Her, originally released on RCA Victor in 1960. I'm going to lie, I got off the compilation Dead, the Grim Reaper's Greatest Hits. Came out in 2006 on Ace in the UK. But at this week's song that everybody knows, something way off the beaten, tonight's beaten track anyway, The Looking Glass with Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, stereo version. Found that for a dime. Came out on Epic in 1972, and then we kicked it off with a local band, Holy Cow, from 1984 on Holy Cow. They did the Zucchini Dance from the compilation Nobody Gets on the Guest List. Came out on Throbbing Lobster in 1984. Anyway, I'm going to get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO and Memphis. Actually, we got another one more Halloween tune, and it's a song poem. Another song poem. What do you know? Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours.
name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Che tu non scrivi più. Cosa mai pensar? Proprio non so. Scrivi, non mi far soffrire più. Mi sento sola,
sola, senza te.
Senza di te. Senza di pace, che più non ho.
Perché tu non mi rispondi? Scrivi, non mi fa soffrire più. Le ore, tutti i giorni miei, tutti i miei minuti.
Io bene a te,
solo a te,
soltanto a te,
solo a te,
e mai,
solo a te,
finché vivrò,
solo a te, a te, mi scorderò, ma scrivi, sono sola senza te, e basta una parola, e non mi fa soffrire più, yeah, 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 yeah. Una parola, yeah, 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 yeah. Una parola, yeah, yeah, yeah. Una parola, yeah.
What are you trying to do to me?
Drive you wild with desire.
Hi, this is Chris Major, host of Strike the Box here at WMFO. But right now, you are listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex. And if you hate my show, then you only have Alex to blame, since he was one of the biggest influences for me to do a show here.
Every single time you see my face,
time. You're thinking of another place to look at me, but you're wishing I was someone else. There's another guy in your memory that seems to haunt you every time that you're alone with me. And you can't hide, you're wishing I was someone else. Somewhere in the shadows of your mind,
of your mind,
is an echo of a love that's lost, a love you left behind. Something that's not real. You say you're mad, but you're wishing I was someone else. And you can't hide, hide from intensified pride. It's easy to see, you're wishing I was someone else. And I can't see, you're wishing I was someone else.
Past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I'm playing this next to last set of the show. Just heard the What For and You're Wishing I Was Someone Else. A little bit of life imitating or the show imitating Facebook. Originally released on Mercury in 1967, I got off the compilation Basementsville, USA. Came in on Misty Lane. Once again, I forgot to put down the year of release in the compilation. Well, at the Ravons, and this was another, I just realized I had another song poem sitting in my bag. The Ravons with You Put It Inside, a track originally released on the Columbine label. Of course, an unknown date. I got the compilation Song Poem Archive Music Volume 8, The Fruit of Self-Control. For that, Rita Pavone and Scrivi. That means is write. I don't know what she's writing. Maybe I'll take Italian lessons. I actually am seriously contemplating it. I play enough of the stuff on the show. It'd be nice to understand what I'm playing. Came out in 1964 on RCA Italiana. And before that, we kicked it off with a spooky song poem. Shelley Stewart and the Five Stars and Vampire Husbands. Came out on a, I don't know where I got this, it was on a CD I had hanging around the house called the Bat Pack. Anyway, got about 17 minutes to go. I'm so happy you're listening. These are the Desperate Hours. Let's bring this old girl home.
When do you go topless?
Come back tomorrow night, Mr. Steele.
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar I'll come back tomorrow night.
I've got the right kind of loving. I've got the right kind of loving.
I've got the
right kind of kisses. I've got the right.
Tell you why it disappeared.
Enough for tonight. But there'll be tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. Years of them.
Yeah.
at 7:56 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-was from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You just heard Jan Panther and My Two Arms Plus Minus You Equals Tears, a track released originally on the Oriole label in the UK in 1965. I got it off the compilation of the box set, actually. And My Dreaming Disc 2 came out on RPM in the UK in 2017. Catch my breath. Before that, you heard the Bobettes and Rockin' Ria Roll, a single released on Atlantic in 1958. Before that, Marie Claire from Canada did her take on Nitty Gritty, the Shirley Ellis tune, released on Citation in Canada in 1967, but I ain't gonna lie, I have the compilation Ultra Chicks Volume 3, Baby Pop. Before that, the Jaybirds did The Right Kind, released on Sue in the UK in 1966, and reportedly Alvin Lee was on guitar on that. I got off the compilation Something Weird Greatest Hits, came out on 2019 on Modern Harmonic. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, with Haley Mills and Little Boy from Let's Get Together with Haley Mills, 1962 on Buena Vista. Anyway, going to have a special, extra special Desperate Hours next week in honor of my my associate producer, Joe Lacey, who turns another year older, thankfully, and it actually falls like we all wish Desperate Hours would fall on our birthday. Anyway, my name is Alex. It's always a pleasure is mine. I'm going to leave you off with some travel music. Take care.
I can't wait till Friday comes. I can't wait till Friday comes. I can't wait till Friday comes. When Jimmy calls me on the telephone, that's when my baby tells me she's coming home. I can't wait till Friday comes. Hey, I can't wait till Saturday comes. I can't wait till Saturday comes. When that yellow moon is on the wing, I go and meet my baby at the midnight train. I said I can't wait till Saturday comes. Hey. Till Sunday comes. I can't wait till Sunday comes. Although my baby's been here and has gone, I go to the station to pick up my